Unit 2. Page 72. Listening. Crembo Wings.
Hello, listeners. It is Monday evening and we are focusing on teens who do volunteer work. Our special correspondent, Dan Michael, met with some teens a few days ago. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening.
Dan, which volunteer organisation would you like to talk about this evening?
Today, I'd like to tell you about a national youth movement founded in Israel called Crembo Wings. This organization brings together high school kids from 7th to 12th grades with children and youth with disabilities, whose ages range from 7 to 21. For those not familiar with the popular, exclusively Israeli treat, a Crembo is a cookie topped with marshmallow and dipped in chocolate. Each Crembo is carefully hand-wrapped, much like the special attention given to a child with special needs.
How did the project start?
It started in 2002, when Israeli teen Adi Altshuler, then 16, and Claudia Kobi, the mother of Kfir, a young boy with a disability, first came up with the idea. Since then, it has spread all across Israel, and thousands of youth are happily volunteering to be a part of this program and are called counselors. The counselors organize different activities each week for kids with special needs. They dance and sing with them and take part in many activities together. The most important thing is that even though the counselors are volunteering, they consider themselves equal members of the youth movement, along with the children with disabilities, and do not consider themselves as volunteers.
What is the goal of the program?
The organizers mention three goals. Their main goal is to create a fun and healthy social environment for kids with special needs, giving them a place to make friends and socialize. The second aim is to show society that individuals of all abilities have a place in the community. The third aim is simply to give parents of the members with special needs some free time each week. Since this is a youth movement, being part of it gives kids with special needs a chance to be just like everyone else and be part of the Israeli youth scene.
How do the counselors feel about their work? It must be very hard.
Many kids who hear about the program ask to get involved despite the difficulties. The counselors say that being a member of Crembo Wings has changed their lives for the better.
Tell me more about the counselors' work. How do they start?
First, they meet the parents, so they can get to know them and understand that they can leave their child in the counselor's capable hands. The first meeting with the child with special needs takes place at the child's home to get to know him and what his difficulties are. After this visit, they meet for weekly activities in the branch.
It must cost a lot of money to keep the activities going. Who funds the organization?
As in every non-profit organization, funding is a challenge. The members come from all over the city and have to be transported to and from the community center by special wheelchair-accessible vans, which is expensive. Equipment for different activities needs to be purchased, and additional funds are required for special programs. The organization needs to get more contributions.
What was your overall impression of their activities?
I was amazed by their work and dedication. I learned that young people can truly change the world, and I warmly advise other young people to join this special movement.